Hello and welcome to another episode of the Conscious Culture Podcast. We recently celebrated our company's first year anniversary and we had done a series of interviews with people from different industries. In this episode, we speak to Urfi Rumi from the legal industry, Harsha Ramchandani from the policy domain, Pranjali Das from the development field and Abhilash Richard from the tech space to get an insight into how diversity and inclusion is incorporated in each of their industries.
So how do you incorporate the values of diversity and inclusion in your industry?
Okay, so the thing is I work in the development space. I think development sector already has a lot of, if I speak solely on gender as a bracket, it has a lot of, it's kind of gender diverse already. But you have women working disproportionately more. The representation of women is disproportionately higher than men. I'm specifically talking about the binary genders over here. I'm not talking about people who identify different or like non-binary people. So I think what we could do better is creating the structure in such a way that the development sector could do much, much better in sort of in giving better pay, in giving better amenities, in giving better insurance, in giving better incentives, and not just using this idea that development work is good work or social work and you should be doing because you're passionate about it. It's a job, and where women are disproportionately, the representation of women are very, very high, and if you don't pay those women for the work they're doing, then you are just kind of, you're kind of exploiting in a particular way, in a very different way. So I just feel this way.
So honestly, what I believe is that, what I observe is that tech industry, I come from the tech industry. So tech industry is something which has a lot of association of males to it. So if you go to a tech company, you can't find males. You know, if you go to a tech company, you can find women who are boring or either they are married. You know, tech, and the word techie itself has like a very nerdy kind of a perception. And add to that, if you have specs, then you are like completely stereotyped. So I want to change that kind of a stereotype to something different. You know, and that is also coming because of a large influx of engineers. So I want to make sure that the teams, especially the sales teams and the development teams, are very much male dominated, like 80%, 90% male dominated. And but with my experience of working with diverse teams, my experience is that gender diverse teams are more productive, are more stable, they are more inclusive, and they are more less toxic in generally. So they I would say that if it is like a skewed team, they generally tend to either celebrate a lot during success or go into desperation mode in failure. So you need that kind of a balance. And there is a very wide perception that women can't be good salesmen or women can't be good techies, which is completely wrong because they are very good in emotional management. They are very good in relationship building, which is something which is very, very important for sales. So how do we make sure that we bring in more women into this diversity? How do we make sure that we create teams which are inclusive? And most teams, it does not happen in a lot of organizations because they say we focus on merit. But then there you're already making a cut. You're already losing half of the talent. So I would want to at least bring some policies to make sure that do you even have like a 40-60 ratio of males and men and women? If not, what is the reason? Is it because we don't have pipeline or is it because the males are hiring males? So that's something. We need to actually have an agenda of solid tracking. Otherwise, people will think, okay, fine, we are doing good. So I think at least, I would like to start observing that. At least create some matrices of why we don't have women. Or are women, heavy teams are doing better than the others? If they are, then what can we learn from them? So at least start a conversation in my organization. That's something which I would like to start off.
That makes a lot of sense. So any advice for our listeners?
I think keep your eyes wide open and keep your ears open, because a lot of times we feel that things are working great, things are doing fine, but then it's important to listen to others and talk to them about what they're really feeling through. I mean, if you have a situation where you have 10 seniors and one junior, talk to the junior, you know, what he's feeling, how he's feeling, are you feeling included? And if you are like 10 males and one female, you can talk to a female, how she's feeling. Because like outside, they don't want to project that they are having any trouble, because they will definitely think of that as a sign of weakness. So people don't want to do that, because they will say that, no, I'm not intimidated by these people. But it does affect them. So don't assume anything. Do talk to them. At least have conversations. I mean, if you can't do anything, you know, for the PAN organization within 1 week or within 1 month, but then definitely you can help your teammates who are in your close proximity. So start the conversation, start the culture of conversation with your team. That's all I can say.
Thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense.